When did you get to do something that you never thought could ever happen? The experience of a lifetime. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us your story. Steve Miggs, someone on hold, got to meet one of our favorite bands backstage.
One of our favorite bands. Creed.
I will give you that detail in just a moment. But first, we're going to chat with Mike from JBLM. Mike, what was that experience of a lifetime for you?
Well, I actually was getting on this show. About a decade ago, I got to meet and escort Steve around JBLM when he did something with the Special Forces Group.
Yes.
And then he gave me his number, and I was able to bring my entire team and see you guys live, and it was awesome.
Was that the time that you guys let us shoot some guns?
Yes, it was.
That was so freaking cool.
Yeah. I've been listening to the show for a long time, and then when you, like, stepped into the light, so to speak, I was like, holy S, you're Steve Miggs. And you just looked at me like, yeah. But for me, I, like, never thought I'd meet any of you guys, so it was just really cool.
Dude, it's funny because what I got to do with you guys was an experience of a lifetime as well. I never thought I'd be able to shoot anything of that level, and it was very intimidating, but also an experience of a lifetime.
No, I'm almost happy I was just a part of it, and I'm beyond gracious that you invited me and my team up there to see you guys live, and it was just a lot of fun. I've always wanted to do something since then, but, like, I've not been here, or I'm getting ready to leave when anything happens. Like, even now, in about 3 weeks, I'm heading to Jordan for a year.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in my life, and
I still...
Cool, man. Well, yeah, Mike, thank you, Mike.
We appreciate you, man, and be safe out there.
206-803-ROCK, Trevor from Mount Vernon. What was an experience of a lifetime for you?
I say be safe out there. Like, he was going to be reckless. Like, until Steve said to be safe, I was going to be reckless out there. Sorry, Trevor.
That's all right, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning.
Early 91, I think, I was working in KGON in Portland. I was a board op down there, and went to the show. The program director was like, well, if nobody shows up, there might be some backstage. So me and my buddy were just kind of hanging out. He says, they didn't show up. Gives us our passes. Got my shirt signed, photo, the whole thing.
So who did you go backstage to meet?
Oh, sorry. I guess we didn't say that. I thought you did. Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson of Rush.
Nice. Wow. Did you play it cool?
I thought Taryn might like that.
I don't like it. I love it.
She's glowing right now.
Dude, what was the interaction with them all about? Did you have, like, something really clever to say?
You know, my friend and I talked about before we got to go in, and basically it's a very short thank you, just a handshake and a thank you. I love your music. Thank you very much. You know,
that's awesome.
And try not to cry. I did. When I met Rush, I did cry.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. You can see it in my face. I look completely unhinged.
Which member made you cry?
Geddy.
It was Geddy
for sure.
Really?
And I said something really embarrassing, like, you changed the way that I listen to music, or something like that. It was horrible. Lasting memories, for sure.
I'd like to give you a hard time, but I've been that dork with Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. I changed the way I play drums because of your name.
Like, don't freak out, man.
Also, why are you both old women?
I don't know. Would you turn into old women?